question was asked whether we can set up an automatic coffee maker on a timer so that it brews coffee on Shabbos morning. And obviously, we're talking about a situation where all of the ingredients are added and the settings adjusted before Shabbos, and no electrical switches need to be pressed to remove the coffee. So the way we, I think we analyze this, we begin with the Mishnah Shabbos Daf Yud Zayin and Beis, which records an argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel whether we can start a malacha, an activity forbidden on Shabbos before Shabbos that will continue by itself into Shabbos, such as soaking something in water to extract a dye. And the halacha follows Beis Hillel to be lenient in this situation. Now, Ramosha finds in Or HaChaim Chelek Dal Siman Samech does not approve of this leniency. He argues it should only be relied on for electric lights, just as Chazal did not want, therefore forbade us asking non-Jews to perform work on our behalf on Shabbos for fear that this would disrupt the Shabbos atmosphere. So too, Chazal did not want machines to do work on our behalf during Shabbos. This is Ramosha's position. I think most poskim do not follow this stringency by Ramosha Feinstein. Additionally, Mefarshel Shachter also has a chumrah based on a Ksav Yad, based on a Rambam that was found that essentially stated that there's a Gemara which tells us that if you have a rechayim, you have a windmill that grinds wheat on Shabbos, so that's forbidden. The question is why, even if it was set up before Shabbos. So there's a Ksav Yad by the Rambam that says, well, there will be some wheat that will be ground up on Shabbos itself. So the leniency of Shvisas Kelim only applies if the malacha was started before Shabbos and it continues throughout Shabbos. But when it comes to the windmill, so the wheat is, there's some wheat that's ground up before Shabbos, but there is some wheat that the process of grinding it up starts on Shabbos itself and finishes on Shabbos, and this, according to the Rambam, would be forbidden. Similarly, to set up something where, like a timer, where the malacha will start on Shabbos and finish on Shabbos, this would also be forbidden according to the Rambam. This is Rav Schachter's Chiddush, and he's strict about this. So, according to him, you would not be permitted to start to set up a timer where the entire malacha would be done on Shabbos. Again, this I'm not sure if everyone follows this stricture of Rav Schachter. The Chazon Ish says that in Or HaChaim Lamed Ches Seif Beis, that there's a problem of what's called hachzara, where the Chazon Ish prohibits leaving food on or returning food onto a surface which would be heated later by a timer. The prohibition is not the act of returning the pot, but the reality of a cold pot on an uncovered fire. And therefore, even if a robot would put it there, then it must be removed. So according to the Chazon Ish, so if you would have food that's placed on a stovetop and a timer would be switched on the middle of Shabbos, so that would be forbidden based on Hachzara. So question is, do we hold like the Chazon Ish? And the truth is, even if we would hold like the Chazon Ish, so with a coffee maker, it might not be a problem, because the issue of Hachzara, that the Chazon Ish speaks about, is the concern that if the food is reheated, if the food is heated on Shabbos, then Shema yachata, then maybe you're going to change the temperature. So if there's one setting and it's non-adjustable, then you don't have a problem in this regard. So then the only other issue might be, what's a halachic issue might be what's called hashmas kol. The Rama in Siman Reish Nun Beis Hey states that the problem of the Reichaim that I spoke about earlier, of where the Gemara says that you can't leave a windmill to grind wheat on Shabbos, even if you set it beforehand. And there are two opinions of the Gemara about this, but the opinion that the Rama quotes from Tosfos that we should be strict about is because Yeshlachu shlashmas kol, because the grinding of the wheat makes a sound, and therefore it's a zilzal for Shabbos. It's a it's a disparaging Shabbos if you're doing this. So the question is setting up a coffee maker to make coffee, since it makes a sound, would that fall under this same prohibition? And the answer is probably not, because most coffee machines are probably not loud enough to cause this prohibition. According to Rav Moshe in Or Chaim, Chelek Dalad Simon Ayin, the prohibition of Hashmas Kol only exists when it can be heard in another room. And probably many models of coffee makers would not have this problem. So if we go through all these issues, it doesn't, again, if we take the stricture of Rav Schachter with his understanding of the Rambam, it would be a problem. If we take the issue of Rav Moshe Feinstein, who doesn't like timers to be in, it would be a problem. The Chazon Ish is probably not a problem if you have one setting and it's non-adjustable. Rabbi Willig, he wrote a sefer on the laws of cooking and warming on Shabbos, and he does not like it. He says that since it is possible to tamper with the machine when it goes on, which could lead to a Torah violation of cooking, this machine should not be used. He's not a fan because of the concern that maybe practically someone may tamper with the machine. That being said, there are some poskim who are lenient. The Kol Eretz Chemda puts out a weekly tshuva, and when they discuss the Rabbi Danny Mann in this tshuva, when he discusses the issue, so he writes that assuming again that it's there's one setting for the coffee maker and it's non-adjustable, then in this instance, one could rely on using a timer for coffee. And I WhatsApped Rav Yosef Rimon from, he's the posek in Alon Shvut, and he wrote to me, Lisikum, the mitzad hadin, imechin hakol lifnei haShabbat, if according to the strict letter of the law, if you prepare everything before Shabbos, nitan lahakel lafil machonat kafe lifnei haShabbat, one could be lenient to operate a coffee machine to set it up before Shabbos on a timer. Ulam, however, kemen she'oseh rash, if it makes noise, tzarech lishkalhim kedai lahatir, you need to calculate whether it's appropriate to be lenient. O shema yesh b'kach zilzal Shabbos, is it causing a zilzal, denigration for Shabbos? Davar zeh talui ba'atzmat harash, and how noisy, it depends on how noisy the sound is, shel mechona, how noisy the machine is. Vad kama davar nira la'rashim kipul adchol, how much it seems like a weekday activity. Vad davar yishtaneh mikila likila, and the matter will change from community to community. Gam yishtaneh b'malcha shanim, and it will change perhaps in future years, that there might be something that might be not acceptable now, might be acceptable later, or perhaps vice versa. So again, there seems to be a lot of resistance to setting up a coffee machine on a timer. Some pure halachic reasons, some may not be a good idea because the chance of making a mistake is significant. But at the same time, there are some poskim who seem to be lenient in this regard.